This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So in studio today, we do have Usinenhlanhla Gugulethu Kagumede, who has 5 years work experience in engineering sector. She started as a component assembly, which was great experience and very good learning curve. She is currently working at the Bell Equipment as quality inspector. Also in studio, we do have Ufalakhe Zulu Zungu. Sorry. Hey, Kwabini ngathi kusengiyakulahlekisa ke kusakomageba manje. Ufalakhe Zungu is driven by his positive attitude. He was recruited in January 2023 as an assembler. He is currently working at Richards Bay main factory as an ADT quality inspector. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. Sawubonga kakhulu. Yeah, man, it's good to have you in studio today. Yay, from all the way from Germany. Mhlawumbe angindedele nani introduce. Mhlawumbe siqale ngawe sis Gugulethu.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sne Gumede, as you just introduced me. I'm a 2016 graduate.
Yeah, I was not even here at the time.
I'm a bit old. But yes, I'm working at Bell Equipment, as you just mentioned. We were part of the Germany team from March till June.
Good.
Good morning. My name is Ufalakhe Zungu. So with graduated in 2022.
Oh no, siyabonga kakhulu guys. Thank you so much for ukusijoyina nje nangesikhathi senu ukuthi nibe khona la kwi MUT Radio. Mhlawumbe asikhulume about the opportunity. Where and how did you get the opportunity ukusebenza ka Bell?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it all actually started here at MUT.
Mm.
So we dropped our CV when we completed our course. We dropped our CV by cooperative.
Okay.
So yes.
Oh, which is in the hlale yenziwa ama students. Okay. Yes. So nobabe ni you dropped ama CV ka co-op and then they took you.
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay. How did you feel when you received the news that you were selected to go to Germany? Mhlaba siqale ngawe sis.
It was scary at first. It was scary ngathi kakhulu and I thought it's going to be a bit challenging. But I then realized that it's a good opportunity for my career growth and as a person. So then I took the opportunity and yeah.
But for like,
what I can say, I couldn't believe it at first. Yeah, when I heard the news, I couldn't believe it. But the thing is, you know, if you are a man, when you're happy, you don't scream and jump and do all the stuff.
Yeah.
But the feeling inside me. It was like I can do that. So that's how much happy I was at that time.
And men abangani nangokwenu nje, why do you think you guys were the best candidates? Why do you think you were chosen? And I'm sure phela imbuzo le mhlawumbe ibuzo kuma interview kanjani ukuthi why should we select you? But nina ngokwenu nje ngokubona kwenu nange experience mhlawumbe ninayo, why do you think you guys were the best candidates for ukuya in Germany?
I think we had what the employer needed for that particular project that they have of sending students to Germany. And also based to our work experience, it's also contributed to the things that they needed. And also I think different challenges that you can think of that we might have been exposed to, we were maybe one of those people who they thought will be able to handle them and to overcome them.
But please tell us about mhlambe the you know the responsibilities or the roles team leader ayidlalayo mhlambe nje wenzani. What is the role of team leader?
Okay, actually it's actually taking care of the group. Like we were break into three groups.
Okay,
in my group we are 7 of us including myself.
All right.
Yes, yes. So I had to make sure that everyone report to work. Everyone is signing the register. I have to make sure that everyone is safe. Since we're in another country, we didn't know anyone that side. But and we were staying in a hotel. So I had to make sure that everyone wakes up in the morning, is there when we need to go to work. Yeah, basically.
So this is when you guys nise German.
Yes.
You, oh, so it was not only the three of you guys. You guys had ama teams.
Yes.
I mean, I've been Hamba now.
Yes.
Oh.
Like in my group, we were seven. In her group, there were
eight.
Eight. Oh.
In his group, there were nine.
Oh wow, that is very interesting. I like Uguti Kwabonani Uguti. You guys are the actual team leaders. Mhlambe, you can tell us about your experience working with IPEL Equipment and you know, your Germany experience. How was it like? Maybe what was the differences from Ngalana in our country, obviously in your industry, than izintabanazo that side?
Okay, basically, it was a good experience. We had to face different diversity that we didn't think they exist out there, and where we had to work with different people who speak different languages. And mind you, English that side is not popular as here, so there are very few people who understand English. So that alone was challenging because we had to communicate, and we had to work with people from around European countries, and we had to figure out how to communicate with them. At first, it was like, I always make an example, like kids when they are at creche, speaking different languages.
Yeah,
they first don't understand each other, but they find a way to understand each other.
Okay. So are you telling me that you guys learned German?
Not exactly, but there were some few words that, let's say when you want to say this thing, but you will understand what this person is trying to say to you at the end of the day, to make our work environment friendly and being able to communicate in order to be able to complete the task that we have given.
As you know, in nowadays, technology is more advanced.
Yeah.
So there's Google Translate.
Oh, yeah.
That helped us a lot.
Yo, that must have been difficult, though, to use Google Translate.
For the first 2 weeks.
Because you know those guys that side, what they do, they meet you halfway.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. If you talk to them, using Google Translate, in a month or so, there are ways that they know from English words.
Oh, yes.
There are ways that we also know.
From their language.
We need to use like Google Translate all the time.
Mm. It was quite an experience.
Guys. Great.
Now, let's speak about your main responsibilities now. What were your main responsibilities? What were you doing there? Campus calling our put.
Okay. We were recruited as assemblers.
Okay.
So,
and what does an assembler do? Because if you're telling me, like Jenga Manje, someone who's not even part of the engineering department, minangwaka management science, I know nothing about engineering. Just in simple terms, masikhuluma ngeassembly ukuthi leyo muntu wenzani.
Okay. At Bell Equipment, they actually producing trucks, ADT trucks, which is articulated dump trucks.
Okay.
So for a whole truck to be like a complete product, each assembler have a task, a specific task, which is like divided in different bays. Like they say from bay 1 to bay 10.
Okay.
Maybe I'm working in bay 2. In bay 2, maybe we're working in the rear part of the truck.
Okay.
Just for an example.
All right.
Yes. When it moves to bay 3, maybe it will find snare and the other assembler. Also, maybe they are assembling maybe the engine and cooler box and stuff until it becomes a complete truck on a final product.
Yes. Okay. And snare, mhlambe, that international training, what contributions did it make to your career? Because, I mean, they said you have 5 years experience. I mean, that's a lot. But why do you think, what contributions did it make in your career specifically?
Okay. Basically, it helped me to understand how other engineering sectors work in like international. So I've worked in different companies and they all have different cultures. So when I worked at Bell Equipment, it's also improved how I look at things in terms of the engineering side, and also learn some other cultures in terms of engineering cultures that helped me in developing the skills that I needed. So I think in overall, it's really helped me to develop more in terms of the engineering side, where I see that we have some of the loopholes this side,
yes,
where when I went overseas, it also just bonded together and completed the whole picture of what I wish to achieve in my career.
Mm. And yeah. Falake, what contributions, Wena, do you think that international training did career specifically?
Okay. Firstly, it added a value on my CV.
Definitely, yes.
And what more I can say, I learned a lot about discipline. That side, the Germans are disciplined. Like, let's say, apart from work, let's say in their like real life, like apart from work, yes. You can't find maybe a portly on the road or where they're staying. Or littering is not like allowed.
Oh, wow.
So each and every store, they know once they finish drinking from a bottle, they get paid for that bottle, for an empty bottle.
Really?
So everything is money. Not like you only spend it and that's it.
No. How do you do that? See, signing them South Africa.
So it prevents them from like littering.
Mm.
Yes. And work-wise, I'm not saying like in SA they don't like work as a team or something like that.
Yeah.
Yes. But that side, they exercise teamwork more.
Okay.
Yes. Because actually, you know, let's say we are working in the same bay, maybe in bay two, as I've said.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe we are working in bay two. I've got my task in bay two. Maybe it's three like assemblers, features.
Okay.
Who must complete the task. Sinelata has her task. I also have my task. You have your task. I need to learn her task and your task as well. So that when Sinelata is not done with her task, I can go and help her. Mm. They're like helpful. They're like a team.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did you meet like Amayama students from other countries, maybe that side? And did you actually meet Ama students from other countries who were also there for the same training?
It's we cannot say students. There were other co-workers. Were not okay. Original from Germany. There were some from Arabi. Just surrounding European countries. So we got to be exposed to different kinds of people, different races and all that.
Yes.
And also learned a lot from them because some of them have been there for some quite time, and then they are the one who helped us also to adapt to how they are living in Germany.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
It also helped us because those ones who are not like originally from Germany, they are the ones who knew a bit of English, although their English was not perfect.
But yeah.
We were able to communicate with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, communication is key, guys. Now I understand when they say communication is key because kunzima to speak to somebody else, but you can't communicate with them. Mhlambe, let's now go to maybe some of the memorable moments that you've shared or achieved while you guys were in that side. Anything that comes to mind, maybe some of the achievements you had during, you know, your stay in Germany?
The first thing I'll mention, you know, I was one of the drivers this side.
Okay.
Yes, I was driving my team to work and also from work back to staying.
Okay.
Yeah. During the weekends, I used to also drive to cities to visit
go
places.
Go hiking.
And okay.
Yes, yes.
So is it like...
So that's one of the things I've experienced, which was a bit difficult at first because you had to drive on the other side of the road. Here you keep left and pass right.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But that side, you don't.
Did you not opposite. Make mistakes?
It's the opposite, that side, and the steering wheel is also on the other side.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm. But you get used to it, it's easy.
Your car, was it automatic? This is just
automatic,
a personal question.
Luckily, it was automatic.
Luckily, it was automatic because, wow, I can imagine. Okay, now, before we wrap up, guys, I love hosting you on the show, man. But before we wrap up, there is a student who's listening out there who also wish to be, you know, to be part of, you know, going to my international, other you know, countries. Mm. What advice maybe can you give to that person? Someone who wishes to work abroad, not just in SA, and maybe advice is a few, two or three.
Okay, what I can say, they must have an open-minded, just being open-minded, being able to understand different things like the importance of discipline,
okay.
the importance of being able to control yourself and be collective in any situation that you will face, and understand that challenges will always be there, but you have to be able to conduct yourself during those challenges. And then being able to understand that sometimes when you experience that challenge, it's not because it's at the end of the road, because sometimes we are a bit scared of the challenges, and then we'll be like, how am I going to survive in other countries? But when you have an open mind, you will be able to adjust and to adapt to that situation, and also understand that whatever that you are going through, the for sure, before or even after, there will be someone who will go through the same situation.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So, and also ask questions. Be someone who go to other people, ask questions, Google and all that. Yeah,
just even in different companies as well. Go and ask them questions.
Ask questions. Read more. Yeah.
Thank you so much. But for like,
As Snake just mentioned, it helps a lot to ask questions. If you don't understand, ask, you will be helped. And the other thing, what I can say, if any opportunity presents itself for a student to go abroad, work abroad, go for it. Don't hold yourself back. You need to go for it, as we did.
No, thank you so much, guys. Because you're not only focused on ama academics. We actually put to be driving abantu around. You guys were seeing Germany. It was nice. You guys were cruising. Thank you so much for joining us on EMUT Radio.
This is an EMUT Radio podcast.